With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The Monterey County Jail has faced criticism from immigrant rights groups for working closely with ICE. That's Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A new state law is forcing the county to change that practice. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Representatives from those immigrant rights groups stood with Sheriff Steve Bernal Monday as he made an announcement they've long been waiting to hear.
This means ICE will no longer have access to a desk inside of our jail by the end of this week.
The only way ICE agents will be allowed inside the Monterey County Jail is if they have a warrant. Bernal says the main reason behind the change is SB 54, a new state law better known as the Sanctuary State Law. It takes effect January 1st. The law limits state and local law enforcement agencies from sharing information with ICE. Monterey County Supervisor Luis Alejo says the problem he saw was immigrants with minor offenses getting deported.
And forever separated from their children and their spouses. That had an enormous impact on the entire family.
Monterey County has a large population of undocumented immigrants, primarily because of the ag industry. Norm Grew is executive director of the Monterey County Farm Bureau.
We need those hands to harvest our food, and our failed national policy hasn't recognized that yet. So as a leader here in Monterey County or in California, maybe we can build some critical mass on a national level and finally solve this immigration issues.
Santa Cruz County already complies with the Sanctuary State Law. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.